Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in New Orleans last week, and among the litany of issues he touched on with producers and reporters was work in the Senate on a GMO labeling bill. The bill is advanced out of the Senate Agriculture Committee after being introduced by Committee Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas. In its current form, it includes national preemption of state GMO labeling laws like the one set to go into effect in Vermont at the beginning of July under a voluntary labeling regime. Some of the bill's language could change before it would be able to be passed on the Senate floor. A big sticking point in the debate is whether disclosure of GMO ingredients should be mandatory or voluntary, and in a speech to Classic attendees, Vilsack said he prefers a mandatory solution.
We need to get this done. It needs to be flexible. It needs to be mandatory. We need time to institute this program, and we need an opportunity where the industry engages, and the industry by industry, I mean all of us, the food industry, the agricultural industry, engages in an aggressive education campaign to allay the concerns and fears that are unfounded about the safety of biotech crops. I'm here today to say very unequivocally they are safe to consume. There is no risk associated with them, and we need to make that clear to the consuming public.
Vilsack said he is in favor of a smart label system which would disclose ingredients through the use of a QR code. After his speech, Vilsack told reporters he thinks making the disclosure mandatory would be necessary to get to 60 votes in the Senate.
That's the key. We got to get something done. And at the end of the day, I think the way to get 60 votes is to have a label that is required. Now, why do I say that? Because if you don't, then you create a circumstance and situation where every company could decide for itself to do something, which could create confusion.
Vilsack says any label would need time and industry input, but most of all, consumer education.
I think you give industry some time to create the label. You give industry some time to figure out how flexible it needs to be, whether it's a 1-800 number, whether it's a website, whether it's a smart label or something else. And you use that time to educate people that this is going to be available. This is going to be an opportunity if they are interested in knowing about the food that they're buying. This is the way to do it.
This was Vilsack's final trip to Commodity Classic as secretary. This year's event had a record attendance of just under 9,800 participants. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.